Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Emer McCarthy. Pope Benedict XVI is bound for the United States of America on his 8th apostolic voyage dedicated to the theme Christ Our Hope. The Holy Father left Italy on board a Boeing 777 at midday Rome time. The flight path takes the Pope over France and Ireland before crossing the Atlantic and arriving in Washington, D.C. at 10 p.m. Rome time, 4 p.m. local time. Ahead of his departure, Pope Benedict sent telegrams to the heads of state of the nations he is flying over. In a telegram to Irish President Mary McAleese, the Holy Father writes, flying through Irish airspace en route to the United States of America and the United Nations Organization, I send cordial greetings to you and to all the beloved Irish people, along with the assurance of my prayers that Almighty God will bless the nation with peace and prosperity. U.S. President George W. Bush plans to greet Pope Benedict when the jet touches down at Andrews Air Force Base. It will be the first time the president has greeted a foreign leader there. While in the United States, Pope Benedict XVI will mark his 81st birthday tomorrow, April 16th. Ahead of the celebration, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has sent greetings to the Pope. In a message, the Queen sends her warmest felicitations to Pope Benedict, along with prayers and best wishes for a serene and peaceful future. Also marking the Holy Father's birthday, a state television channel in Russia will be broadcasting a documentary film about Pope Benedict XVI's life. The climax of the film will be an address by the Holy Father in which, for the first time in history, the head of the Catholic Church will speak on television to the Russian people and express his regard for them. His message of greeting will be addressed to Patriarch Alexei II, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, to Orthodox Christians, to the Catholic bishops and ordinary Catholics in Russia, and to all those living on Russian soil. In his address, which will be partly in Russian, Pope Benedict XVI will emphasize above all the necessity of dialogue among Christians. The documentary film was sponsored and promoted by the Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need and will be broadcast by state news channel Vesti.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.